Leilu Nishmas Abba Mori Zichronu Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Tafrei Shlamites. Noagu Shein Mevarchim Al HaSukkah Ela B'Shas HaChila V'Hachi Nahuk. The minig is that even though there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, every time you walk in is a mitzvah, but the minig is we only say a bracha when it comes to eating in the sukkah. And which type of eating we already discussed earlier in an earlier seif. The idea is that eating is the most fundamental, important thing you do in the sukkah, and everything else is tafel, so it's included in the bracha on the eating. And the Mishnah Berurah says that is the minhag ha'olam. Oh. So let's say, for example, a person it won't be eating one day. Let's say a person is fasting one day of Sukkot for some reason. So then, if he leaves the Sukkah for a while and then comes back, he'd make a new bracha of Leishev v'Sukkah if he made a Yetziyah Gemura. Because it's only when there's going to be an eating, and you're going to make a bracha on the eating, so whatever else you do in the sukkah becomes tafel to that. But if, for example, you're not eating at all, now that doesn't happen too often. But the next case does happen. The Chayadim writes as follows. Let's say a person is eating in the sukkah. Good. And then he leaves. Let's say you left the sukkah to go to a simulta shaweva. Then you come back. Now you come back, let's say, at 4 o'clock. And you're not going to eat dinner until 7. So you're going to be in the sukkah now for, let's say, for 2 hours, and you're going to leave at 6 to go daven. So right now, you're in the sukkah for 2 hours, you're not eating, and you're not going to eat until you leave the sukkah again to go for mincha marav, let's say. So there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayadim that you would have to make the bracha of leishev basukkah. Why? Because there's no eating that's linked to that sitting for 2 hours. This could actually happen in real life, this exact case. Now, normally people try to avoid that issue. How do you, this could happen on Shabbos. Let's say you're in the sukkah, and you leave the sukkah, you go daven an early mincha, you're out of the sukkah for a while, you come back. And you're going to learn now for a few hours in the sukkah, and then leave and go to a friend's house or something, and then you're not going to eat Shal Shittas till later. So what people do is, to avoid any question, if you happen to go into the sukkah to learn for an hour or two, have a piece of cake, have a kebetza of cake, and we learn the minhag is that on a kebetza of cake, we make a leishev basukkah. So that's what people do. To avoid this type of suffix, they make a mizonos, and a leishev on a piece of cake bigger than a kebetza. There's a similar example as well. Let's say you finished dinner in the sukkah, and then you left for 2 hours to go to a simulta space shaweva. Now you're coming home, you're going to go to sleep in the sukkah. Now when you go to sleep in the sukkah, you're going to be there for a long time. And you're not eating now, you're not going to eat breakfast until after Shacharis in the morning. So therefore, some of the Achronim quote, it's an appropriate chumrah to do the same thing there. Our custom is not to make a leishev on sleeping in the sukkah. But in a case like that, where the sleeping in the sukkah is not linked to any eating in the sukkah, because you left, this happens a lot, you left for a few hours from the sukkah between dinner and when you go to sleep, so you would have what some people call a leishev party, that before you go to sleep, it's like a late night snack, but instead of being a snack, it's a leishev party. You have a piece of cake in the sukkah bigger than a kebetza, and you make the leishev, and the leishev goes on the mizonos that you're eating, and it goes on the sleeping. You've been in the sukkah for a few hours now. So that chumra makes sense based on what we just saw before in the Mishnah recording from the Chayot. Now, if a person is in the middle of a suda and leaves to go to another sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas achronim whether you would have to make a new leishev basukkah because of the hefsek of the halicha, of the going from place to place. And the Mishnah Berurah says, safek brachas lahakel, that you would not make a new bracha in these, a new bracha of leishev basukkah in the second place. In general, the achronim say it's a big machlokas, so you should try to avoid this, But if you do go to another sukkah in the middle of the Suda, you would not say a new bracha of Leshev Basukkah. Oh, if you go to another person's sukkah, because you're visiting, you're not in the middle of a meal. So here, the minhag is that the person offers you a kibbetz of cake, so you can make a Leshev Basukkah. To make a Leshev only on the sitting in the sukkah, in the other sukkah, is a big machlokes. The simple reading of the Chayadam that we just saw is that you would make a leishev in that case, because when your friend's sukkah for a while, you're not eating, and that sitting is not linked up to any eating at all. And the Chazon Ish paskin that way, and others as well. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted to say that you would make a leishev in that case. But again, it's a big machlokas, and the Aruch Shulchan says not to. So therefore, the minhag is that when you go to somebody else's sukkah, not in the middle of a meal, and you're visiting, so they offer you a kibbetz of cake or mazonos, cake, and you eat a kibbetz of cake, and then you can make a leishev. If you're not going to eat in the kibbetz of cake, then the simple reading of the Mishnah is you would make a bracha, but the Aruch Shulchan says you wouldn't, so that's a machlokas, and you would follow whatever your minhag is. But again, it's better to avoid the machlokas and eat a kibbetzah of cake in that case. If you forget to make a leishev when you start the meal, so make the leishev at the end of the meal as well. Whenever you remember, you would make the bracha of leishev basukkah. That also happens. People forget to make a leishev sometimes. Oh. Now, you don't have to eat a kibbetza of cake or bread after the leishev if you forgot. No, because bottom line, you had the whole meal there. You're chayav the leishev. See, even if you're about to bench, the Mishnah Berurah says, you would still make the even if you finish benching, you would still make the leishev, because the leishev is on the sitting you're going to do now, plus all the eating you did before. It's all one big kfiyas. Now, one more thing from the earlier in the Mishnah Berurah. We already hinted to this. Let's say you get home from shul, so you want to be in your sukkah. Now, our minhag is to make the leishev only on the eating. But bottom line, you're in the sukkah for a while, and many hold you make a leishev on that too. That's not our custom, but that's what the Gra held and others. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should avoid that. You shouldn't come home from shul, spend an hour in the sukkah schmoozing, and then start the suda. No, start the suda right away. Eat something right away. The Mishnah Berurah says, takeif, right away when you come home from shul, make a leishev and then be in the sukkah. Make a leishev on the mezonos, so you're in the sukkah, and you can avoid this machlokas of whether you make a leishev only on sitting in the sukkah when you're not eating at all. Okay, we'll stop here. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you stay in the sukkah and only leave for a short break, you don't make a new leishev. So, indeed, a person can make one leishev in the morning, and theoretically, that's it for the whole day. Even if you eat another meal. What's called a significant break? So, if you leave due to the rain, that's a break. The poskim say if you leave for more than 2 hours, if you leave to daven shachris, or if you leave to daven mincha and ma'ariv. There are some Chassidish Rebbis who literally stay in the sukkah 7 days straight, except when they use the bathroom. So it's possible to actually say one bracha of leishev basukkah that works for the entire sukkah. That's amazing. Oh. But if you stay in the sukkah, let's say you eat lunch in the sukkah, you make a leishev, and then you stay in the sukkah for a few hours, straight through till dinner, you're learning, you're sleeping, and now it's time for dinner, you would not make a new leishev when you ate dinner, because your leishev from lunch continues all the way through to dinner, even if dinner was another bread meal. That's what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we'll stop here.